As we celebrate this solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist, or Holy Communion, I suggest for our consideration today that communion is both a noun and a verb. Yes, we're privileged to receive the Eucharist in Holy Communion, but we are called to become a people in communion as well. You see, this divine communion demands human communion. So over the last several weeks, we have been celebrating being in communion in our scriptures to prepare us for today. The communion of Jesus Christ with his people until the end of time at our celebration of the Ascension. The communion of the Holy Spirit descending at Pentecost to abide within and among us. The divine communion we celebrated last week, that communion of love of God that is expressed in the Holy Trinity. And now we celebrate our Eucharistic communion that sustains us for the work of our human communion. Now, there are many who will try to explain this divine mystery of the Eucharist. But with my pea-sized brain and limited vocabulary, I am absolutely not so foolhardy. But I will tell you what I do know. The Eucharist, Holy Communion, is not a head thing to be figured out. For it to be most meaningful in our lives, it's a heart thing to be experienced and shared. It's not magic. It's a faith-steeped mystery. It's not a thing, a host, a piece of bread. It's a person, the person of Jesus Christ. Now, our scriptures today give us insight not only into this divine communion, but also into the work of our human communion. Abram receives the bread and wine from Melchizedek, the priest, and offers a tenth of everything he has in thanksgiving. What is it that we offer when we receive the body and blood of Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about the tithe of our material resources at all. I'm asking about the tithe of our heart, of our will, and our very being. Paul, to the divided community of Corinth, lays out the Eucharist, those words of institution that we'll hear shortly. He lays that out as an instrument of unity through receiving the one from the one loaf and the one cup in the name of Jesus Christ. So how do we allow the divided communities that we live in benefit from our receiving this Eucharist? Do we share in the one bread and one cup here and then walk out those doors separated from people or separated from just some people, claiming superiority over others? Or do we allow the Eucharist that we receive in here to move us to see all others as our brothers and sisters in Christ? The feeding of the 5,000 is a miraculous meal, but it has applications to today. The apostles want to dismiss the crowd because the challenge to feed 5,000 people, especially 5,000 guys, it says, is in their estimate too great and personally too costly to them. Jesus said to them words that probably need to resonate with us as well. When we want to deflect challenges that are too great, he said what must have been very chilling words to the apostles: give them some food yourselves. The apostles identified the problem, and Jesus does not want to allow the apostles to turf the need elsewhere. So the apostles may be shamed into this action, take up the task, and quickly realize what they already knew. The challenge is more than they can handle. But this time, when they realize that and know that it is their work from Jesus to do this, well, they need him and they invite him to help. How many times do we have challenges that are over our head and we try to go it alone or turf it elsewhere or simply ignore it? The lesson here is that we need to invite Jesus into our impossible tasks. The impossible task will always be there, but we don't need to go it alone. So the gospel closes with, they all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. They all ate and were satisfied. What the apostles could not do alone, with the help of Jesus Christ, was done with abundance. God's abundant love bridged the gaps in this human community, just like he can do in ours if we invite him in and agree to work with him. We are challenged as a Christian people to become what we receive. We receive the body of Christ, and we are to become the body of Christ. So today, heed the mass dismissal. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Yes, go and glorify the Lord by becoming what you have received, the body of Christ.